Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Oh, I hope you can. My name is Jill Schultz, and on Christmas Day, I received a notification that there was $67 in, let me get my paper back out, 32 or 68, 49, one or the other. And it's from a company I've never heard of. It's something about Men's Majestic GARD. I'm not married, so I would not order anything for men. I was also in the hospital with cancer and getting chemo, so this is not the first time I've been hacked. I got a letter from the mail with a vendor from this place that I go to get my eyes checked, and my account was compromised, and they told me to shut everything down, which I should have listened, but I didn't. And now I got this charge that I didn't make, and nor would I make, and I don't know what to do because it put me in an overdraft situation where they took out another $35. And I've called this number before where I got hacked before, and I'm sure it's not your fault, but I don't know who has my, when I look up at my credit report, it says that I have 10 inquiries on the dark web, and I'm assuming this must be one of them. So what can I do? No one else lives with me. No one else has access to my card. My card was in the safe when I was in the hospital, so it wasn't even with me. What's going on? I don't know the name of the company. I don't know anything. And that's a lot of money for me when I'm on disability. You can't afford this stuff.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Jill Schultz, 9647 South Fern, like the plant, Road, Wilcox, with two L's, Arizona, 85643.
Okay, thank you. And so I see that on December 19th, you placed an order for a tactical bag, paying $5.74 for shipping?
No.
It's like a book bag. It shows it was delivered to your address on December 27th at 11:25 a.m. in your mailbox.
Okay, I was in the hospital, and when I got home, there was no bag or anything in my mailbox. And what's the $67 for? A bag?
Correct. It's like a book bag.
I would not pay $67 for a book bag.
Ma'am, you paid $5.74 for the book bag on December 19th, paying $5.74 for the shipping.
Right. I've seen the charge. I figured, okay, it's low enough. I'm not going to worry about it. But I did not receive a bag, number one. Number two is the fact that I did not order anything for $67. I wouldn't have the money to do that, especially when it put me in an overdrawn status and charged me $35 for the overdraft. And nothing for men because I don't have a husband or a brother.
This doesn't have to be for men.
Pardon me?
This doesn't have to be for men.
It says what?
It does not have to be for men.
Okay, but I would not order anything when I'm only making $900 a month and my house payment's $700 a month. I don't have the money to do this.
Hey, could you verify your email address?
Jill Schultz, or Jill Marie Schultz 1@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Jill Schultz 1@gmail.com.
The no, email. Jill Marie Schultz.com.
Well, this one is Jill Schultz 1@gmail.
That's not me. And how can I use it when it's in a safe locked up while I'm in the hospital?
Okay, so your email address, your name, and your shipping address all matches. And we also have confirmation that it was delivered to your address. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure. that you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $5.74 on December 19th?
No, I would not order anything from any place that I don't know of. I order from Walmart and Amazon. Those are the only two places I order online. I would not order from anybody else.
Hey, so you could have did a survey from them?
I don't remember doing a survey. I don't remember any of this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it comes back
That's
as
fine.
A false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can proceed with that fraud investigation.
That's fine. I know all the police department here.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, just a second. I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 2635 03 445.
Okay, I'm going to be out of state as of tomorrow till the 11th. My parents have cancer. One has COVID. They're both in the hospital.
Okay, ma'am, and is there anything else I could do for you?
No, when can I expect the refund?
3 to 5 business days.
All right, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.